Scientists in Oregon have created a genetically modified primate. The rhesus monkey, born on October 2nd, contains a gene for a kind of protein usually found in jellyfish. The researchers say their achievement will make it easier to create genetically accurate models of human diseases in monkeys, and they say that in turn will make it easier to find cures. But as NPR's Joe Palca reports, this discovery is only a small step toward that goal.
For more than two decades, scientists have known how to put new genes into mice. That knowledge has enabled researchers to create mice that mimic human diseases, like diabetes and cancer. In some cases, researchers have then cured the rodents with these diseases, paving the way to finding treatments in humans. Gerald Schotten of the Oregon Regional Primate Research Center in Beaverton says the mice work is impressive.
But because the cures are so successful in mice, and because we don't yet know how they will behave in a patient, there's a greater appreciation for the importance of the non-human primate to bridge that gap between mice and patients.
In tomorrow's issue of the journal Science, Schotten describes what he says is the first step in bridging the gap between mice and human patients, a three-month-old rhesus monkey named Andy.
Andy is a special monkey because we inserted a new gene into his genetic blueprint.
To insert the new gene, researchers first used a special kind of virus called a retrovirus to transmit the gene into the DNA of a monkey's egg. The gene Schotten chose makes a harmless protein called green fluorescent protein. When you shine a particular wavelength of light on cells containing this protein, they glow with a greenish hue. This protein has recently become extremely popular with researchers because it provides an easy way to track genetic manipulations. Schotten and his colleagues started with 224 eggs, attempted to insert the new gene, fertilized them, and then transferred 20 of the resulting embryos into healthy female monkeys. 5 got pregnant, only 3 gave birth. Of those, only 1 showed evidence of carrying the inserted gene, so at least for now, the technique isn't exactly efficient. Schotten says they know the gene is there because they can detect its DNA. But if the gene were producing the protein the way it was supposed to, Schotten says they should be able to see the green glow in Andy's cells. And so far, they can't.
We were able to look at his skin, look at his cells from the inside of his cheek, cells that came out of his urine, etc. And in those cells, we don't see the protein.
Schotten says it may be the protein is in cells they haven't looked at yet, or maybe the gene will start making protein when Andy gets older. News of a genetically modified monkey will not surprise most scientists. After all, the feat has been accomplished in a number of animals, including sheep, pigs, and cows. Reproductive biologist Ted Golis of the University of Wisconsin Regional Primate Center in Madison says he's always thought a genetically modified monkey could be made.
It's a difficulty of having sufficient resources and also working out all the technical aspects of gene insertion, things like that, within primate embryos. These issues or these techniques have different twists and nuances among different species. So it was inevitable, but the technical and logistical hurdles were significant and remain significant.
The biggest hurdle may be to find a better way to get genes of interest into monkeys. Biologist Rudolf Janisch of the Whitehead Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts, says using a retrovirus to insert a gene is unlikely to be good enough to make animals of real value to biomedical research, because you don't know whether the gene you've inserted will end up where you want it.
The prospects of using this approach for modeling human diseases, unless this is really solved, not so good. So I think the value, the practicable value for medicine, I think, is not revolutionizing medicine, I think.
Still, the very fact that Andy exists means scientists have taken an important step. Andy's creator, Gerald Schotten, agrees with Janisch that better methods of inserting genes will be needed. That's the goal. At the moment, Schotten is a long way from pulling it off. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.